Gabby. I'm an alcoholic. So, this is my first time ever doing something like this. I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. But I got really good advice before I hit the door, and I'm just gonna let God talk through me. So, the very first time I ever met a sponsor, it was in Miami. I was at a beach, and they were having an AA meeting at the beach. Mind you, my family are very Hispanic, and they were all drinking at this beach, and, you know, she just came up to me, and she looked at my cup, and she's like, "What are you drinking in there?" And I was like, "It's just Coke." And she was like, "Well, do you want to come over here and join us? Because I saw that you were staring." And I'm like, "Well, I was just wondering what it was." And, you know, my mom, she used to go to meetings a lot. She's a recovering addict herself. And, you know, that's where I got my inspiration from. That was sort of my higher power for a while until I was able to understand what it actually was. So, my sponsor is very hard. She was not an easy sponsor. She definitely took me down the steps pretty quickly. And she always told me, "Let fear run you." And I was like, "I don't understand that." And she's like, "Anything that you're scared to do, just go ahead and do it." And, you know, I always lived by that. You know, anytime I wanted it to be nice to somebody in the street, that was one thing that I never actually wanted, I never wanted to get over. But, you know, she taught me a lot of good morals. And working the steps is not easy, especially when you hit part four. It took me a little bit to understand why I had to tell another human being all the resentments that I had inside of me. But she just said, "Just let it go. You're going to feel so much better once you get through this stuff, and then the other ones are going to just come down." She was my sponsor for a year, and she passed away recently. It's been 3 months since she passed. You know, everybody has a story, and she let relapse, you know, get to her again. And honestly, that was the hardest thing that I've ever had to deal with, because I didn't know until I left my mental health rehab and I found out on the phone. And honestly, it brought me down. It really did break me, because I was like, if this woman of 15 years can, you know, go down like that, then what's the chance that I have? And, you know, a lot of people were behind me because I had this amazing program called AA, and they were able to tell me not to give up. You know, everything happens for a reason. Just because that was her story doesn't mean that it has to be yours. Sponsorship is the most important thing, because honestly, it gives us a guide on how to do these steps, because without one, it's going to be really hard to get through it. And I really was not prepared, I'm sorry. I recently went to Soberilla, and honestly, that was a really cool experience. We got to hear one of our speakers, two of our people. They were able to tell their stories, and it was really nice. And I saw this girl from another home group, and she had purple hair, and purple is my favorite color. And I've been trying to replace this amazing woman that I've known for so long, that guided me through my, you know, experience and my strengths and hopes. And she loved me until I was able to fully love myself. And I just walked up to her, and I don't know what made me walk up to her, because honestly, I was like, how am I gonna replace such a beautiful person? And the first thing I told her was, "I really love your purple hair. That is my favorite color, because purple is the color of royalty, and I just have to speak to you." And she was like, "Okay, well, what's your name?" And I'm like, "My name's Gabby." She's like, "Well, how long have you been working this program?" And I'm like, "Honestly, I've been working it for a while, but I want to relearn. You know, I am still teachable, and you learn new things every day, especially when it comes to sponsoring people." The first time I sponsored somebody, I actually messed up. I ended up sponsoring a guy, and I didn't know that, you know, females go with females, guys go with guys. And I learned pretty quick why that is. it went left very fast. And I'm like, sir, you're going to have to find another sponsor. And I went back to my sponsor and I'm like, listen, I did not heed the warning. I apologize. And she's like, we have rules for a reason, but, you know, we addicts, we're not that great at following rules. So I learned the hard way, just like anything else in my life. You know, you got to go through the bad to get to the good. And the biggest gift that we have is our higher power. And I learned that very fast in my sponsorship. We don't stay sober because of the people that we sponsor. You know, we stay sober because we have a higher power that allows us to live one day at a time. And just not having a drink for one day, that is the most magical thing that you can have, you know? It's a good experience. I'm not sure if I'm actually doing this right. This home group is very important to me because I was very lost for a while. I was sober, but not having anybody to guide me. And the first time I ever entered these doors, you guys have so much love, and it is a big group, but it feels like a family that I've been searching for a while. And I hope that one day I can actually sponsor somebody and do it the right way. I'm definitely going for a female this time. But again, like, sponsorship is just a part of our lives, and we do it every day, and we wake up not wanting to answer calls sometime, but that one call that you answer can change somebody's life. And I was happy to be somebody's phone call, you know? I was happy to answer phone calls because they were going through something that I could finally fix. Like, I was actually finally able to help somebody. And it was a phone call, something so simple, something that, you know, you do with family members. And my grandmother, she doesn't believe in this kind of disease. To her, this is just normal stuff. We're Hispanics, we drink, this is what we do. So she never really understood why I'm this, you know, this type of sorority is what I like to call it. This is my home, this is my group. And, you know, one day I hope that she will finally understand and find her own sponsor. And that's about all I really have.